I'd like to focus this morning on Tom and Joss and Shannon and Emmanuel. Focus on their first communion. The second reading this morning, St. John is writing and he says, "See what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God." Why do you think St. John wants us to know that we're God's children? Have any idea? Would he want us to know that God loves us? Yeah, I think he does. You know, Jesus taught us a lot about the way God loves us. Jesus taught us that we can use a word for God, and the word is Abba. Do you have any idea what that word means, Abba? It's not an English word. It's a word that came from the language that Jesus spoke. And Abba, the word we have in English that would compare to it, is the word daddy. In Spanish, it would be papa. What would it be in Vietnamese? What does a child call his father or her father? Cha? I'll never say that right. But, you know, you don't call just anybody daddy, do you? Or papa? You don't just call anybody papa, do you? No. That's reserved for the one who is your father, right? People call me father, but they don't call me daddy. And I'm kind of grateful. Especially considering we have nearly 200 kids going to make First Communion. But Jesus wanted to teach us something. He wanted to teach us that God loves us like a daddy loves his children. And he wants us to know that and to believe that so that no matter what happens to us or no matter what we do, especially if we do something wrong, that we will still know that God loves us. You know, a good daddy's that way. A good daddy, when their son or their daughter messes up big time, they don't say, "Out of here. I don't want to know you anymore." They may be sad. They may be hurt. But they still care. And they see what they can do to make things right. And Jesus wants us to know that our God is like that. He loves us in our good days and on our bad days. He loves us very much. The gospel today. Now I need to get something from Ron and Mary. You know, last night I was saying, "Oh, I wished I had a picture of the Good Shepherd." Well, I was stepping out of the shower this morning, and guess what I found on my wall? I'd just forgotten it was there. What does that picture show you? Can you tell me? Who is this? That's Jesus. What's these down here? Sheep. What do you think the picture is trying to say? What is a shepherd? What does a shepherd do? Right, a shepherd is someone who takes care of sheep. And this picture is trying to tell us, I know it's too small for all of you to see, but it's trying to show us that Jesus is a shepherd. Who are the sheep that he's talking about in the gospel? We are the sheep. Jesus wants us to know that he is like a very good shepherd. Because a very good shepherd would sometimes risk their life for the sheep. You know, what they would do in Jesus' time, every evening, all the shepherds would bring their sheep into one place. It was kind of like a corral. It had a fence, probably out of stone. But there was always an opening in the fence where the sheep could come in and go out. Well, they didn't want the sheep coming out at night, and worse, they didn't want the thieves and the wolves coming in at night. So you know what the shepherd would do? He would lay down in the opening and go to sleep. And if anybody wanted to get in, they had to cross him. And so he would risk his life so that those sheep would be safe. And Jesus is trying to tell us that with the story of the Good Shepherd. Now there's another shepherd story that I like very much. This one comes from the Gospel of St. Luke. Remember the story where this shepherd had 100 sheep and he lost one? What did he do? Did he say, oh well, too bad, wasn't a very good sheep anyway? Is that what he said? No. In the story, the shepherd leaves the 99 and he goes looking for that one till he finds it. And what does he do when he finds it? He picks it up, puts it on his shoulders, and carries it back to the flock. And then he says to his friends and his neighbors, rejoice with me, for I have found my lost sheep. And then Jesus adds something very important. He said, in the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents, that means who turns back to God, than over 99 people who have no need to repent. Today, God is giving you another sign of God's love. And that sign is the body and blood of Jesus, the life of Jesus. He has given you that Eucharist so that you will know that God loves you very much. And not only does he love you from far off, but he comes to live within each of you and each one of us here through the gift of his body and blood. That's the most precious gift that God has given us, the gift of the life of his Son. And so we have to learn to welcome that gift into our hearts. Did you ever get a gift you didn't want? Yeah, not very fun, is it? No. But we can receive gifts well. You know, we can receive gifts gratefully. And we can receive gifts knowing how much the person who gave it cared for us and loved us. That's the way we should receive Eucharist. Knowing that Jesus has poured himself out for us. And he has given us the thing that is most precious to him, his very life. And why does he give it to us? So that his life can grow strong within us. And because of that life within us, he can raise us up and bring us to heaven, where we will share in his life, his love, his joy, his peace forever. May God touch you each in a very special way through this gift of his body and blood.